State versus William F. Kramer, 14CF352.
With those words, Representative Kramer got up from the back of the intake court seating area at the Waukesha County Courthouse and appeared before Court Commissioner Thomas Piper. Kramer said nothing as Piper and the prosecution agreed that Kramer could be released on a $5,000 bond as long as he stays away from the woman he allegedly assaulted and from witnesses. Also that he stays sober and stays out of taverns. Later, Kramer's attorney, Ed Borda, briefly spoke to reporters.
You know, this knee-jerk reaction to discredit or destroy a politician is not a substitute for the presumption of innocence. He's presumed innocent. At his arraignment, he's going to enter pleas of not guilty to the charges that have been leveled against him. And the defense certainly is going to scrutinize the claims and the conduct of the witnesses.
Kramer's next scheduled court appearance is about a month from now. Borda did not respond when asked if Kramer will resign from the legislature. Governor Scott Walker again said today that if the allegations against Kramer are accurate, Kramer should step down.
That someone, if they've done something like that, there's no place for them to be in a position of public trust.
Walker says Kramer's not guilty plea will, quote, play out in court. GOP lawmakers have already stripped Kramer of his leadership post in the assembly following claims that he sexually harassed two other women. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.